Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It's Friday the 13th across Northeast Texas. If I had creepy lightning flashing music, I would play it right now. But I don't, but it is Friday the 13th across Northeast Texas, and you're listening to Movie Picks with Alice Ree. She is on the line right now. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
Well, because it is Friday the 13th, we were hoping we would have some scary movies to talk about, and thankfully we do have one. This is our fall previews episode of Movie Picks with Alice Ree. We've got lots of movies to talk about, and one of them is scary, but we're going to go ahead and start off with the first one called Rush.
This is Academy Award winner Ron Howard's latest. He hasn't done anything in a while, and it is a story that he's been pursuing for a very long time, a true story, the real-life rivalry between these Grand Prix drivers, James Hunt and Niki Lauda. And this takes place during the 1976 Formula One season. And Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor, has now branched out into gets into one of those little cars. I don't know how. And Niki Lauda is played by Daniel Brühl, who's a German actor who's quite well-known in Germany. And now he's making several American movies. But anyway, it's an action thriller biopic.
This next one is called Battle of the Year.
This was astonishing. I saw the previews and thought this was a joke, but it's a real movie. It's Battle of the Year Dream Team, and it has these breakdancers, Franklin and Rooster, and other team members. Franklin is played by Josh Peck, and Rooster, Chris Brown. And these guys are entering the B-Boy Battle of the Year competition in France. And turns out that this is based on an actual event that goes on. I thought the breakdancing was over, but I guess not. And it's in 3D, and it's directed by Benson Lee.
Well, this is the one that's a scary film, or at least scary to most, including myself. It's called Carrie.
This is not exactly a remake. They say it's reimagined. But Chloe Grace Moretz, who's the girl who plays in Kick-Ass and several other big movies lately. She is a shy high school student named Carrie White, and this is based on Stephen King's horror tale that originally starred Sissy Spacek. And Julianne Moore, who seems to be in every movie coming out lately, she plays her mother. What's interesting about this is that Kimberly Pierce, who did Boys Don't Cry, a lot of it was filmed in Greenville, by the way, she's the director. And that's a different take. She's never done anything like this. Kimberly hasn't.
Well, we've gotten, you know, we have all of these movies about the world ending and zombies taking over the place, but we haven't seen very many space films, except for, you know, Star Trek. But here's one. It's called Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
This has got the most sensational-looking previews, trailer that I've seen in a long time. Alfonso Cuarón, who's a fine director, directs Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, who are playing astronauts. She's Dr. Ryan Stone, and he's Matt Kowalski. And they find themselves in a very extremely dangerous situation in outer space. And just the previews alone are just stunning and thrilling looking. And I'm just dying to see this one.
And along with the space, you also have to have the sea movies. This one is starring the one and only Robert Redford in All Is Lost.
Right, and it's supposed to be very little or practically no dialogue. He's a guy who's lost at sea, and he's trying to survive on this sailboat. And this is interesting because there's a single character in it. I mean, he is the actor, and a one-man show. And it's an action thriller directed by J.C. Chandor, who got nominated for Margin Call, for Oscar-nominated for his movie Margin Call.
Well, this next one is one that we've all heard of, and if you haven't, you've been living under a rock for the past many years. It's called Romeo and Juliet and is the newest remake.
Right, and this time they've done something very unusual. They have cast people who are the age that Shakespeare said that Romeo and Juliet really were. Actually, Hailee Steinfeld is a little older. she was in True Grit, and I wondered what had happened to her. She got an Oscar nomination for her role in that. And she plays Juliet Capulet, and Douglas Booth is a young man who plays Romeo Montague, and this is written for the screen by Julian Fellowes, the man who does Downton Abbey, so that sounds very impressive. And it's supposedly a classic edition. You know, they've done these modernized versions and all kinds of things, but this is going back to the actual time in that Shakespeare originally set it in.
Now, this next one is starring Tom Hanks, and it's called Captain Phillips.
This is by another ship story, another... this is quite different, though. He's the true story. Tom Hanks plays Richard Phillips, the cargo ship captain of the U.S. ship Myers, Alabama, that was hijacked by some Somali pirates in 2009. And it does look terrific, too.
And we have one more to talk about. It's starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Brad Pitt. It's called 12 Years a Slave.
Yes, this is based on a 1853 biography of a man named Solomon Northrop, who was living in New York and was kidnapped and sold into slavery. And he'd been a free man his entire life, and he is played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, who I've met a couple of times, and a British fellow who he's the star, and it's directed by Steve McQueen, British Steve McQueen, who did several big movies lately, and he has Michael Fassbender and, as you mentioned, Brad Pitt and Benedict Cumberbatch, and it does look like one of the, you know, things Oscar-worthy type productions.
Many movies we talked about today on today's episode. It was a lot of fall previews. We've talked about Rush, Battle of the Gear, Carrie, Gravity, All Is Lost, Romeo and Juliet, Captain Phillips, and 12 Years a Slave. Alice, thank you so much. I will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can hear her archived episodes right here on KETR.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Daniel Starks.